Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf nun vav. We're starting nun hey amid beis, the final two lines. And the Gemara is telling us about the din of chas v'sholom, someone who's tameh, who goes on to the har habayis and then into the beis hamikdash. You recall that yesterday we learned, as we've learned many times in the past, that there are three machnois, the machne shchina, the machne levia, and the machne yisrael. And there are three types of people that are tameh. The pasuk in Parshas Nosei, Vishalchum and Amachne, Kol Tzrua B'chol Zov, V'choil Tomei L'Nofesh. And each one of them has their own special dinim. And that is Metzoira in Mishtalei Chutz L'Sholish Machnois. He has to stay all the way outside the Machne. If we're talking about the times of the Mishkan, then you had the Machne Shechina, Levia, and Yisrael. In more modern times, if you're talking about Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, that would mean that the Metzoira would have to sit outside of Yerushalayim. Since he is Tomei as a Metzoira, Vishalchum and a Machna, he has to leave Machna Yisrael, Yerushalayim. However, the Zov, he is only Mishtaleh Chutz Lishtei Machnois, which means he's allowed to come into Yerushalayim, but he's not allowed to go in the Har HaBayis, and he's not allowed to go in the Beis HaMikdash, which the Gemara refers to as the Azara. And finally, when you have the Tomei Nefesh, Tamei Nefesh means someone who's a Tamei Mess. He's allowed to go in Yerushalayim. He's allowed to go into the Har HaBayis, but he's not allowed to go into the Azara. Nowadays, as you know, that's a very, very contemporary issue about going on to the Har HaBayis. Theoretically, if we knew exactly where the Azara begins and the Azara ends, then a person who happens to be a Tamei Mess, we all are Tamei Mess, because there hasn't been a Parah Aduma now for a couple of thousand years. Holy cow, no Parah Aduma, we're all Tamei Mess. If we would know exactly the dimensions of the Har HaBayis, where it starts, the Azara, where it starts and where it ends, we could avoid that and then walk on the Har HaBayis. However, even then, you'd have to be careful because the Baal Keri is not allowed to go onto the Har HaBayis. So you'll say, well, go to the mikveh. You go to the mikveh, you're still at Tvul Yoyim. So I'll wait for night, Harav Shemesh. Well, how many of those people that go up to the Har HaBayis today realize all of these shailas and halachas? Anyway,
is the Azara include the Ezra's Nashim?
No, it does not.
The place where the Kohanim can be.
As well as Israel. In other words, when you leave the Ezra's Nashim and you enter into what's called the Azara, it starts off as Ezra's Israel, which is 11 Amis, and then Ezra's Kehanim 11 Amis, and then the rest of the Azara, which is intended for the Kehanim to do the Avodah. But anyway, all of those halachas and those dimensions we're going to get to in much greater detail when we start Masechtas Midos. All we need for today is to know the size of the Azara, and the size that the Gemara is going to bring now is based on the Mishnah Masechtas Midos, as you will see momentarily. So, Omer of Yehuda Mishmul, Ein Chayovin Mishum Tuma. We're talking about someone who happens to be Tameh, and he desires to go on into the Azara whilst he's Tuma, he will only get in Chayovin. Chayovin means he'll only be Chayiv Koresh if he does this B'mezid. He'll only be Chayiv a Kor Menchata. What type of Kor Menchata?
Oyle Yoyred, of course.
Oyle Yoyred, if he does it B'shoigig, he'll only be Chayiv Ella Al, the space of, and now we're in the top of Nun Vav Amid Aleph, the Azara, which has a length of Uyrech Mea Ushmoyne V'sheva, 187 Amis, Al Roycha Mea Ushloishim V'chomesh, with the width being 135. Now this 187 starts from after you leave the Shar Niknar, that's the doorway, the Shar that enters into the Azara. We're going the entire Azara, we're going the entire Ulam, the entire Heichal, the Kodesh Kedoshim, and even behind the Kodesh Kedoshim, there's another 11 Amos, so the Azara that we talk about, the 187, extend from entering to the Azara, all the way in back of the Kodesh Kedoshim, all of that is encompassed with this 187 Amis. The Roichav is from the north to the south. Right? We always talk about that you enter onto the Mizbeach from the Kevesh on the southern side. True. Now if you went the entire length of the Kevesh, the entire length and width of the Mizbeach, then you still had some more Koisel Tzfoini left over. So all the way from the northern end of the Azara to the southern end of the Azara, that was 135 Amis. So therefore, if a person happens to be Tomei and he enters into the Azara, be'mezid kores, and b'shoigi has to bring a korban oyle v'yoyrid, a korban chatas. Fine. The Gemara repeats that now again. Tani Tana kamei de Rav Nachman, a Tana, meaning one of the Talmidim of Rav Nachman, is now repeating this Mishnah in Mesechtes Midos. It's the first Mishnah in the fifth Perek. Kol Azora Hoisa, the entire Azora was the length of Kuf Pei Zayin, 187 Amas, Al Roichev, on the width of 135 of Kuf Lamed Hei. So basically, he's just repeated what we just learned a moment ago. However, the Gemara continues that Rav Nachman said to this person that was reading from the Mishnah, Omalei Hachi Omalei Abba. This is what my father, that was Rav Nachman's father, said, Kigoin Zeh, that space that you're talking about, the 187 by the 135. Kehanim Nechnosim Lisham, the Kehanim are allowed to enter into that area. Of course, we're talking about the Kehanim are Tahoirim. Vo'ichlim Sham Kachi Kudushim, they can eat the Kachi Kudushim, because we know the Kachi Kudushim can only be eaten in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Azara, so they can eat it in that place, the 187 by the 135. Obviously, we're not talking about the Kodesh Kadosh and Heichal. We mean that the entire space from beginning to end, which encompassed the Ulam Heichal and the Kodesh Kadosh, but any area outside of that, that was all Azara. The Chiddush of the Gemara is, we always think of the Azara as being that square where you have the Mizbeach in the middle, and the right you have the Shar Nikna, the going to the Esos Noshim, and the left you have the Shar going to the Ulam. What we're saying is, you can continue much, much further down beyond the Ulam and beyond the Heichal, both on the right and the left, that is, both on the northern end and the southern end, and go all the way in back of the Kodesh Kedoshim, and you can eat there the Kodesh Kudoshim. That is, the Kehanu can eat the Kodesh Kudoshim, as well as V'shoichtim Sham Kodeshim Kalim. Kodesh Kudoshim, of course, have to be G'shochtim B'tzofrein. The Kodeshim Kalim can be G'shochtim anywhere within the Azar, B'chol Mokayim, so therefore even beyond the Ulam and Heich, beyond the Kodesh Kedoshim, they could also shecht over there. And the reason why we brought this in the first place is to talk about Hilchos Tumah V'Chayav Mishum Tumah. The din of the entire Azara from beginning to end is, if a tummy goes in, Koreis and Chas V'Sholem, that is amazing, and Shogi brings it from Chatzos El Yair. Now all of this is fascinating, but the fact that he's telling us these dimensions, presumably he wants to exclude something. Only the 187 by 135, but something otherwise, no. So which ones? Lemutei Mai, what is he coming to exclude? Ilei melemutei chaloinois, delosois, v'oiviachoima, the Yeshita takes out the word delosois, because the Gemara is going to bring tanina hachaloinois, v'oiviachoima, he leaves out delosois. Anyway, what means chaloinois, v'oiviachoima? When we talk about 187 by 135, we're talking about the interior space. We are not measuring from outside the Azara. In other words, the person who's doing the measurements is not standing on the Harabayis, measuring a room and a room surrounding the Azara. We're talking about a person who's inside the Azara, and he's doing the measurements. Okay, so from one wall to the next wall, 187, north to south, 135. What happens if a person is within the wall of the Azara? What's within the wall? Most of our walls in today's modern construction are 6 inches, 9 inches, a foot, 15 inches. Here we're talking about often that the wall was 5 amos wide. Whoa. And if a 5 amos...
In Yerushalayim, when you go to the old city, you see that thick wall.
So it's a 5 amos?
I don't know if it's amos, but you could have a picnic table there and you could eat lunch.
Very good. So you see, they were talking about very, very thick walls. Since we're talking about very thick walls, what happens if there is a chaloin? There is a window in that 5 or 6 amma wide wall. What happens over there? So, what do you mean, what happens over there? What happens if the Azara is very, very full that day, and somebody wants to find a place to go and eat? There's no way. It's canine heart, there's so many people. So what does he do? He can go, theoretically, into that chaloin, in that windowsill space, sit down over there and eat from the kochim over there. At least theoretically. Or, what happens if a person wants to go and shecht the carbon and there's not enough room down below in the Azara, he may want to go into that window. Or, for that matter, what happens if a person happens to be Tamei, instead of walking into the Azara, you can't walk into the Azara. So he comes from the other side of the window, the other side of the wall, and he goes into that crevice, that space, called Chaloinois, inside the wall. Would that also be constituting part of the Azara? So therefore, the Azara just the interior space minus the walls, or does Azara also include the walls? For our purposes, since the focus is on the Tumah, if a person was Tumah and he entered into the Azara and he stayed within the wall, within that Chaloin, would he, Chas Hashem, get kores or have to bring a korban chatas b'shogeg? That is what we call chaloinus. And then when we talk about oyvei hachoyma, Rashi says it means on top of the wall. What happens if somebody were walking on top of the wall of the Azara from the outside? And he happens to be tamei. Would there be the same din of tumma in the Azara when you're talking about on top of the oyvei hachoyma walking on the wall on the top? Zoktimar. So we have over here the Talmud of Rav Nachman was repeating that Mishnah from Masechtas Midos, and Rav Nachman was saying that Hochli Omli Abba, my father said that the same thing applies for eating kodshim, shechting kodshim kalim, and chayiv al tumah. So very more asked Lamute Mai, what does this come to exclude? You're going to tell me it comes to exclude the chaloinis and the oyvei hachoyma. The chaloinis meaning that if you happen to be in that on the windowsill, within that 5-6 amas of the width of the wall, or you're standing on top of the wall, you're telling me there, tumah would not apply. Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah just the opposite. Not like you just said, but we learned hachalonis oyvei hachoyma kilefnim. They have the same din like inside the Azara. And therefore, if a person is tamei, not only should he not go into the Azara, he shouldn't go into that chaloinus within the wall of the Azara. He should also not walk on top of the Azara. So obviously, this halacha doesn't come to exclude, because these are also included in the Kedushas Azara. So what is this 187 by 135 coming to exclude? The lamutei lishochois, or as people say, lishkois. What's a lishka? We know the lishkas agozes, we know the lishkas dira eitzim, many other lishkois, and those lishkois or lishochois are chambers or offices that were used for certain particular purposes. Lishkas agozes, he had the Sanhedrin, you also had over there where he had the machtsa shekel, you also had a lishka for the dira eitzim, and they kept the eitzim, you had a lishka for the kvasim every single day to go and check them. So they were special chambers that each one of them had a special purpose as being part of the Azor and the Beis HaMikdash. So what happens if you had a lishka which is extending onto the Harabais? The door of the lishka is opened to the Azara, but the actual 5x5, 10x10, whatever the dimensions of this lishka were, that actual lishka on the map, bird's eye view, you look at it, it's not in the Azara, it's situate on the Harabais, but the opening, the doorways are open to the Azara. Ah, so maybe that's what he's telling us, that when it comes to Hilchos Tumah, it only applies to the Azara itself, and not to that side room, that side chamber that we're calling a lishka. Over there, if a person, assuming that there was a doorway from the outside, you entered into that lishka, no problem, no din of tumma, no din of kares, no din. Now, of course, you have to worry about lesser forms of tumma. We're talking about in terms of the Azar. In other words, because Azara has the same status like the Machne Yisra. If we're talking about the Harabais, it's already different level of Kedusha. Anyway, so getting back to Agmar, but Lemutei Lishochis, it comes to go and L'choyre to exclude a Lishka, that's not part of the 187 by 135. Zukti Mar of the Ibn Nuyois Bechoil Upsuches Lakoidish. If this Lishka, although it's Bonne Bechoil, Bechoil meaning on the Harabais, if the doorway is open to the Azara, Hatanam, didn't we learn in the Mishnah, Toichen Koidesh, then they have the same din like the Azara itself. So even though technically it's not within the dimensions of the Azara, but if it opens up to the Azara, it's an extension of the Azara. Therefore, that being the case, L'chori Hilchis Tumah should apply. Person should get Koris B'mezid, should have to bring a Korban Oilu V'yoyred B'shoigeg. And for the one Midrabanan, that's how we say Toichen Koyish Be'emesin, it's really not Toichen Koyish, because after all, it's located on the Harabais, it's not the Azara. But because it's connected to the Azara, the Rabbanan said, you know what, like we always have today, L'harchik Odom and Aveda, stay away, if a person is Tomei, don't go into that chamber either. Pray tomorrow, Udiyarai Saloi, you're telling Min HaToira, it does not have the status of Azara, and therefore a Tomei is allowed to walk in that area. But Tanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa? Lishoches bin nuyois bechoil upsuches la koidish. Minayin shakihanim nichnosim lisham. Vo'ichlim shem kachi kudishim. Vishiyari mencha. We have a braisa that says that these lishoches, which are boni bechoil, meaning again, structure is on the harabais, but they're open to the koidish, don't tell me that they're koidish only midrabanan. They have kudishim in a toira. How do I know they have kudishim in a toira? Minayin shakihanim nichnosim lisham. Vo'ichlim shem kachi kudishim. They can go and eat kachikudishim, even though the Torah says you can only eat it b'mokum kadosh. That's called a Makom Kodesh. Couldn't be it's a Makom Kodesh midrabanan. It's got to be a Makom Kodesh midiraisa, because the Torah says you have to eat a Makom Kodesh. You can't go and say, all right, you know what? I'm going to go build a shtibel in Tel Aviv. That's going to be Makom Kodesh. You can go and eat kodshim over there. Come on, that's ridiculous. The only place which is Makom Kodesh, which the Torah describes as a Makom Kodesh. So, Ibazai, if you're telling me you can go and eat over there, the Kodesh Kodesh, it sounds like that this is Kodesh Ben HaTorah. Same thing applies to Shiori Mincha. Shiori Mincha, of course, are also Kodesh Kodesh. Why the price separates between the two? Presumably because Kodesh Kodesh is referring to Behemoth, and Shiori Mincha is referring to the flower, to the Mincha of the Shiori Mincha, of a regular Kodesh Mincha. But anyway, how do I know that you're allowed to go and eat kodshim in that special lishka, which is ba'achoyl u'besuach la'kodesh? Tamulayim says the pasuk b'chatzar oil moyed yechluha. Toira ribsa chatzeris harbe eitzel achila achas. By adding b'chatzar oil moyed yechluha, the Torah was telling you that the Torah is being marred by giving you extensions, additional places where you can go and eat the kodshim, besides the actual Azor itself, but also these extended Lishoches are also the same. So now, what do I see from this Braisa? I see from this Braisa that, in fact, these Lishoches do have Kedusha. And they're not only Kedusha Midrabban, they're Kedusha Minatoira. So, Ibazoi, a Tomei who walks into it, Lechoyre, he's going to be Oiver the Diraisa and get Kores or Karbin Beshoigig. And that being the case, how did you start off by saying that the only dimensions for purposes of Tumah V'Tahara are 187 by 135. I see, even the Lishka. So you wanted to go and say, nah, the Lishka doesn't really have so much Kedusha, it's only Dirabanan. It's not Diraisa. But I see from my special Braisa Mit Aposik that it does have Dine Kedusha Min HaTorah. Legabi Achila, it's different. In other words, this Lishka is Kodesh for certain purposes, and it's not Kodesh for other purposes. For purposes of Achila, yes, the Torah is Mar B'Chatzar El Moed Yechlua, extra psukim to tell you, you can even eat there. However, the Gabi Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara, says Yimara, it does not have the status of the Azara, it has the status of the Har HaBayis. Of the Inyan Tumah, Loy. So you're telling me the Gabi Tumah, it's only Drabon and it's not Min HaTorah.
So if a Kohen was Tamei, would he be able to eat in one of these chambers?
If he happens to be Tamei, he wouldn't be able to eat anywhere in the world, not even in Australia, because Tamei is not allowed to go and eat from Kabbalah.
So I'm saying, if we're making a chiluk between, like there's certain things you're allowed to that you're not allowed to, is there a nafgamina where... forget it.
No, you're doing fine. Don't focus now on the eating, focus now on the entering into the Beis HaMikdash. The person who's Tameh, whether he's a Kohen, a Levi, Yisrael, is not allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash if he happens to be Tameh. Depends on which level of Tumah, but that's not the discussion now. So if he does, Chas V'Shalom in a Torah Koreis, Emid Rabbanan, he has to bring a carbon. Now the question is, how do you define the word Azara? So our Gemara said at the very top, it's that large, large area, which extends 187 by 135. The Gemara assumed that since we are giving those exact property boundaries, that it's coming to exclude something. Mm-hmm. What is it coming to exclude? Initially, Gemara said the hollows of the walls. Gemara says that cannot be because we have a Braisa Mishnah that says the hollows of the walls and on top of the walls have the exact same status as within the interior space. Oh, so maybe it's coming to exclude a lishka which is only attached to the Azar. A chamber, which is not part of the Azar, but it's only attached to the Azar.
Right.
What's the din there? So Gemara said, L'choyre, that's what it's coming to Mamaya, to come to exclude. But that cannot be, because in fact, those additional chambers have Kedusha, so much so you can go and eat a carbon there. You can only eat a carbon in the Azara. Says Gemara, no, I respectfully disagree, says Rava, even though in the Azara, their Hilchos Tumah apply only in the Azara, not in these Lishkois. However, the Gabi Achila, the Torah gave you an extended place, so that during the summer you don't have to eat at home, you can have a picnic in their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So here too, there's not enough room in the Azara, you can go and eat in the Lishka. Not that the Rabbanan made this, the Torah said. The Torah said, B'chatzar oil mo'ed yechluha, to tell you, ribsa chatzeris harbe, more places the Gabi eating. But Lagabe Tumah V'Tahara, the Torah didn't give you that giloy, that revelation, that chidush, and so therefore you can only, the din of Tumah V'Tahara, Lagabe Koris, and Chatas only apply in the Azor itself and not in the Lishka. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Good.
The Lishka is generally less
That's what I'm saying.
It has a lesser degree of kedusha
than the wall and the window.
Than the wall, because it's even beyond the wall. This is a large chamber which is extending beyond the actual four corners of the azar, and it's beyond the wall as well. Anyway, so far so good. So, can you have a question?
We had a thing in Gemara, I think, in Sanhedrin Shavuos, where when they wanted to extend the boundaries of the Azara or the
what did they have to do?
Would they have a parade? Would they have a two?
Exactly right.
One inside, one outside. So now I understand.
Before you continue, if you take a look at the second line of Rashi from the very top.
Yeah.
Well, let's start the first line of Rashi. Ha'oirech kuf pei zayin 187, ha'roichev kuf lamed hei 135, like it says Maseches Midos in the beginning of the fifth parak. Lemute, what does it come to exclude? Ha'nichles l'lishoches ha'benuyois chutzoloi, that they are built beyond the Azara on the Harabayas. U'psuchos ha'soichai. Shaloi niskadshu, they didn't have the benefit of the Kedusha of what you were just describing so beautifully. Shaloi niskadshu, Kedusha Sazara, b'shirei mincha, u'b'shir shal pigoyim, u'bi urim v'tumim, shemekadshin behenes o'azara, u'b'halicha sovif. If we wanted to, we could have that parade. It would have to be inspired by the Urim V'Tumim, by the Sanhedrin. They'd have to bring a Korban Mincha. All those things which are described, as you pointed out, in Masechta Sanhedrin and Masechta Shavuos, all of that would have to be done. Here our Gemara is talking about that it was not done. So therefore, the Chacham, or whoever was in charge of the building of the Beis Hamikdash, they added these additional Lishachais. What status of Kedusha did they have? They did not have a Kedusha D'Araisa Legabi Hilchois Tumah V'Tahara. They only had a Kedusha D'Rabbanan, and they had a Kedusha D'Araisa of that you can go and eat there, because the Torah says B'chatzar El Moed Yechlu, you have the special ribui for Achim.
So Tumah can't be in these chambers?
That's what the Gemara is telling us, that Tumah is not allowed to be in these chambers, but he would not get Koreis or bring a Korban Chatzos B'Shogeg if he did go into those. That's where we're holding. So you did a very nice way of segueing into the next Gemara. It says the Gemara, L'achila Shaini. Aval in Yitumul Loi, but apparently what Rav is telling us, and what this Bryce is telling us, only Gabi Achila does it have the status of an Azara, even in the absence of the parade that you were describing before, right? So you see that you're Mechavim to Rashi, that's why Rashi brought this whole discussion. Shkoyach. Right, more about Tanya. You're telling the Gabi Tumah it doesn't have a din min ha-toyra v'nazara. We learned in the Braisa. L'shoches ha-benuyos l'chol u'psuches l'koydish, what we're talking about. Kahanim nechnos l'shom v'oichlin shom kodshi kudishim. Yeah, they can eat. V'ein shoichlim shom kodshim kalim, but they cannot shecht kodshim kalim, because you have to shecht in the azara. V'chayovin mishum tumah. There's a chayovin mishum tumah. We've been saying the whole time that they're not chayim mishum tumah. Why? Because it's out of the 187 by 135. Ay, ay, ay. What are we going to do with this brisa? Ever the Gemara, lav amris, ein shoichtin. Didn't you say that in this brisa that these lishoches, although you could eat there, you cannot shecht there? Why can't you go and shecht there? Because it doesn't have the status of a real, real azara. So although you're allowed to eat, because la'achila shani, v'chatzar oyum ayichmo yichlua, yeah, you can eat there. But there's no din of real Kedusha Sazor, and that's why you're not allowed to shecht there. And therefore, says the Gemara, make a small emendation, just like you said, ein shochten, t'ninami ein chayoven. Don't say, ein shochten shem kodshim kalim, the chayoven, but rather say, the ein shochten shem kodshim kalim, the ein chayoven mishem tuma. A very easy fix, and then that's consistent with what we've been saying all along, that there is no din of chiyuv Kores, or bringing a korban inside that lishka. Says Yomara, I'm not happy with your terms. Bishloim ein shachtin. You know why you can't shacht? Really, that is not only dependent on Kedusha's Azara, but in a keneged HaPesach, the leka. We had yesterday in the Gemara, the Gemara brought three psukim to go and tell you it has to be keneged HaPesach. Ushchotai Pesach oil mayed. It's got to be shachting in front of the Pesach of the oil mayed. We had two other psukim to say it doesn't have to be smack in front of the Pesach, to the right, to the left. But the point is, it's got to have some sort of connection with the Pesach oil mayed. Maybe the reason why it says in shachtim, perhaps we're talking about a lishka, which is in somewhere, a secluded area, in a corner somewhere, which is not connected to Pesach. And that's the reason why you cannot go and shecht it. Now, it has Kedusha Sazara 1,000%. And that's the reason why you can eat there. And maybe, in fact, a Tomei would have to go and bring a carbon and or get Koreis if he did it b'meisit. Why can't you shecht? It's a zaitig reason, a separate reason, coming out of left field because of the fact that you need k'negin Pesach v'leka. And maybe this particular lishka was not k'negin Pesach. So tomorrow, ele ein chayovin amai, so oi bazoi, why would it be that he's ein chayiv? Must be that in fact he is chayiv. And if he is chayiv, so what you said at the top of the Yomid of Nachman b'shem, your father, and what we started off with saying, that ein chayov mishum tumah, that was Rabbi Yehuda mishmul. Maybe that's all wrong, because the Braisa says b'feirish yon chayiv. Your attempt to go and say ein chayov because it says ein shachtim, it's not because of Kedusha Zazorah. It has plenty of Kedusha, and therefore chayov mishum tumah. And Rabbi Yehuda mishmul is wrong, and the father of Nachman is wrong. Why did it say ein shachtim? Because it has to be k'neged a Pesach v'leket. So that l'choyah, that teretz falls away.
So that's the only reason it doesn't satisfy that prerequisite that it has to be by the petah.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And that's only hilchos shechita because the pasuk says u'shchotoi pesach oil mait. Zokti mara v'litamech. Let me ask you a question. Ein shochtim mili askinim de'ika shechita k'neged pesach. Let me ask you a question. The brayse over here says l'shoches abenuyas l'chol p'suchos akoydish. What's it then? Ein shochtim. You're right. There are bound to be a lishka here or there which do not face any particular Pesach. But there are lots of lishachas that do go and face the Pesach. Let me ask you, what about those in and back? The Ikeshchit are going to me lo yaskin, the Ikeshchit are going to get a Pesach. Aren't some of the lishachas, don't they do have a Pesach kineged the Pesach? In other words, the Pesach of the lishka is facing to the Pesach of somewhere oil moed. Rashi says, for instance, as Gemara is going to bring in another couple of lines, we learned yesterday that there's something known as the Beis HaChalifos. Beis HaChalifos means an area in back of the ulam where they used to go and hide and put aside, didn't hide them, but it has big, big cubby holes and places to go and put a chalif. Chalif, as you know, means a sack and a knife that's used for shechita. They say that it's an Aramaic term or Arabic term, but also the Chacham say because it's machlifin, may chayim lemisa chasashon. By using such a sakin on an animal, you are now machlif. Now you took a live animal, and now you made it into an animal which is no longer alive.
This is what Bilga's cubby was locked up after they had that incident at the end of Sukkah, right?
Mm-hmm. Was it that, or was it the tabas on the floor that was locked up? Or maybe it was both. Mitchell, we get back to Sukkah at the end of the Masechta, definitely involved. Mitchell, we'll see. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Gemara says, can I get a Pesach? Oh, so we didn't finish the thought. So you have this Beis Chalifos. And the Beis Chalifos, we learned in the Gemara yesterday, it had two pishpishim. Pishpishim means that they were not full-fledged doors, but rather more smaller openings, like into a closet, into a cubbyhole. Not huge, huge doors. But the Gemara said that that's sufficient for purposes of our Pesach needs. In fact, the Gemara said, although the term pishpish sounds like it's only 2x2, in fact, it was 8 amos tall. 8 amos tall, that's called a pishpish. Yeah, because a regular shahr was 20 amos tall, 40 feet. So you only had an 8. So it was like almost a midget compared to your 40 feet tall shahr. Anyway, says Zokti Gemara, the world is shochis, as we know, there in the back, facing those pishvishim. So, Ibazoi, why wouldn't you be allowed to go and shecht in those lishochis? So, until now, we said in the previous Gemara, because the reason why you couldn't shecht is because it didn't have an opening connected to Pesach Oil Moy. But the word lishochis, it did. And this Braisa that we're quoting, lishochis, Ebenir's Lechol, doesn't distinguish between one and the other. It says, by all of them, ain't shechtim sham kodshim. Sounds like it doesn't have the Kedusha Sazara. And yet it says, Chayav Mishum Tumah. So you have to go and amend it and say, Ein Chayav Mishum Tumah. Yeah, but there's so many Lashachas that are connected to Pesach. Why would it say Ein Shachtim? So that's where we are in the middle. Now, Vaytimur Amai Velitamach Ein Shachtim, Milay Skin and the Ika Shechita connected to Pesach. The Leka, Lamai Itzrich. If you're telling me that there was no such thing as a Lishka, which was not connected to Pesach, all of them were, if you're going to tell me, Nachman. If you tell me all the lishachas that we're talking about in this braisa did not face in any way, shape, or point a Pesach, whether the front of the Pesach oil might, or the pishmishin in the back of the oil. So my instruch, what do I need the braisa to tell us that? Don't we know that the pasuk says ushchotei Pesach oil might? So what's the chiddush of the braisa? Muzlech zayin that we're talking about even those types of lishachas that did have a Pesach. Kineged ha-Pesach. Ela afel gab de koshochet kineged ha-Pesach. even though when you would open up that lishka and shech there, you had at least one or more lishachis, which would be keneged Pesach, Tani, nevertheless, it said in the Braisa, ein shachtim. Why? Mishum delay kaddish. And therefore, if that's the reason it doesn't have kedusha, why does it say chayav mishum toma? That's why Tani Nami, ein chayav. That's why I suggested, let's amend the Braisa. Just like ein shachtim, why? There had to be at least one or two or three lishachis that were keneged Pesach al moed. And still we say, ein shachtim, it's because there is not sufficient kedusha, mishum delay kaddish. If the lekodesh, then ein chayavin, then it should be also amend the brisa ein chayav mishum tova. Freiti mora ulachil loy, but you can get a pesach. But the brisa said you can eat there. How can you eat there? Doesn't that also require can I get a pesach? What time did we learn in the brisa? Rabbi Yoyis rebuked Oimer shnei pishim shem hoyu beisach chalifos. Those are the two openings that we spoke about in that area where they left the chalifin, that they put those away. Goyven shmoyna, there were eight amas tall. Why? Kedei lahachshir es ha'azorah lachilas kodshi chudashim uleshchitas kodshim kalim. Oh, the purpose of those lishachis that were opposite the pshnei pishvishim, you were able to be machshir the azorah, including the lishka, lachila, to eat kodshi chudashim, and to go and shech kodshim kalim. Oh, so I see from this that the inyan of achila also requires keneged ha'pesach, because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda just said that the two pishvishim, they functioned as the green light, number one, to be able to eat their kodshi kodeshim. So you see, you have to have a Pesach for purposes and be sitting and standing in front of the Pesach for purposes of eating your kodshi kodeshim, as well as for purposes of eating kodshim kalim. So why were you saying until now that that brisa, when it says ve'in shochtim sham, it had to do with the fact that there was no opening to the oil moyed that was facing that lishka? If that's the case, you shouldn't be able to eat there either. And we said earlier, oichlim sham, you're allowed to eat, but you're not allowed to shecht. If you're saying that there is this requirement of Pesach HaYomoyed, even for achila, then you, if you can't shecht, you shouldn't be able to eat. If you're able to eat, you should be able to shecht. Because that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. The Shnei Pishushim are machshir, both for achila and for shechita. Am Ravina, sami mikan achila. So Ravina, this statement of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, take out the words lahachshir sazara lachilas kodshi kudishim, just leave in kedei lahachshir lishchitas kodshim kalim. When it comes to eating, it has nothing to do with Pesach oil moed. I voksiv bashus abasar Pesach oil moed visham toichlu oisoi. This is a pasuk at the time of the inauguration of the new Mishkan on Rish Chodesh Bayoim Hashmini, and Rish Chodesh Nissan. It says over there, Bashu is a basar, go and cook the basar of the kodshim. Pesach ol moed v'sham, and eat it v'sham, toich lo yisei, eat it over there. Oh, so you see the Torah is makbid. Not only by ushchotoi Pesach ol moed, but also toich lo yisei by the Pesach ol moed. In fact, they're on the same level, the same requirement. Every more kodshim shoh shayni, that's only one time in history, at the time that they inaugurated celebrated the beginning of the Mishkan. Then you ate it in front of the Pesach HaMoed. But otherwise, there is no such requirement. So therefore, what are we left with at the conclusion of our Gemara? What we're left with, that the Azara is 187 by 135. What does that come to tell us? That if Chas V'Shalom a Tamei person walks into that portion of the Azara, Kares, or Bishogik he gets, he has to bring his carpet. What does it come to exclude? It doesn't come to exclude the hollows of the walls or on top of the wall that we said has the same din. So don't think of only 187 by 135. Think of 192 by 140. In other words, add the thickness of the wall. I'm just throwing out an example, so don't jump on me if you're going to find that the Mishnah was seven thick instead of just five.
You're safe.
Yeah.
You're safe.
Yep. Okay. Anyway, I'm not sure the person to your right, but everybody, yes, you have a question.
We have a principle that kachim, you eat along the lila, and at least till midnight.
No,
weren't the walls closed after the last carbon was brought? So the walls were already closed. At the same time, you had a window of permissibility to eat the kachim.
No,
so you didn't have Pesach or Moed open. You had it closed. So already you have a break between the timeline of when you can offer the korban and when you can eat the korban.
You're asking a question that's the final piece of the Gemara, the Gabi de Achila. Let's get back to the
okay.
First of all, we're 187 by 135. The Gabi Hilchis.
I'm not shopping with you with
I understand. Thank you. With the thickness of the walls. Thank you. I appreciate
it. Thinking about it, but not
talking. I know. Don't I know it? Anyway, so we start off 187 by 135, and we said, what's the halacha? Ein chayav mishum tuma. In other words, a person who happens to be a confirmed tamei, he is a metzora, he is a zav, he happens to be a tamei mes. All of the foregoing are usher to go into the azara. Anyone goes into the azara, that includes, the zav also includes the balkeri, tful yoim, all of these wonderful guys, if they go into the azara, they're chayim mishum tuma. The Gabi Tful Yom, we had a machlekes on the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said it's only midraban. Okay, but normally, anybody that tamei goes in, kareis, or chas v'sholem, he brings a carbon chattas oil of yorid b'shayim. Fine. See, Mordechai said, "Where does that come to exclude? It doesn't exclude the thickness of the walls; those are included. Comes exclude the lishachis. That these lishkois they are actually situate and they are located and they're built on the harabais. The doors open to the azar. That's taka true. But nevertheless, if a tummy were to enter into them, they would not have a din of kareis or carbon. Freitwer, how did you say something like that? Didn't we say that they are Kodesh, that you can even eat karbanis over there?" Says him, well, the reason why you can eat karbanis over there is because the trader was marba b'chatzar oil ma'id yechlua. Not only can you eat it in the regular, normal space of the Azara, but even these additional extensions in those private rooms, in those lashachas. Says him, yeah, but don't I have another brisa that says that you're not allowed to go and shecht in those places? And therefore, and the same brisa says that you're chayiv if you were to walk into those lishachis. No, it says chayav mishum tuma. If the chayav mishum tuma, you see, not like you presupposed until now that it's only within the 187 by 135, but even in the lishka, you're chayav mishum tuma. Says Yimana, ain chayav mishum tuma. You're not chayav mishum tuma. You have to make an emendation. That then will be it would be consistent with Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul, as well as the father, Rav Nachman, that both said that the Azora is the only place of kareis, as well as bring a carbon, but not the lishka. Ayat says, v'chayavin, ein chayavin misham tuma. That's as far as the tuma. As far as the achila, yes, we have an extension for the achila as well. Why do we have an extension with the achila? Because it's a special pasuk, v'chatzar oil moed yechlua. What about, do you have to eat the kabanis in front of a Pesach? No. But I have a pasuk over here that says, Bashus Abasar Pesach Oil Moed B'Shem Toichli Oisei. That was only one time in history. Otherwise, no din of eating before the Pesach Oil Moed. What about bringing and going and shechting a carbon? Says the Gemara, in a lishka which faces the Pesach Oil Moed, or even a pishpish, that would be permissible. That we're saying here in these prices, that Ein Shachrim is talking about, that it does not face any Pesach Oil Moed, and that's why it is special on its own. But otherwise, the Kedusha of these Lishkais is only for purposes of the Achila, and not for purposes of Tuma, and not for purposes of the Shechitas HaKarb. Now, you had a question you wanted to ask about a person eating a carbon. And the answer is, you're right. Based on what the Gemara says at the end, there is no requirement of eating before Pesach Chol Moed. You can eat it the whole night, min HaTorah. You can eat it until Chatzos midrabanan, and it does not have all the oil moed's psachim can be closed, tight, and sealed.
They shut them down after the second carbon.
Yes, exactly. Or you mean the last tumit at the end of the day.
Right, right.
Good. So at that point, even though there is no Pesach Chol Moed, everything is locked and everything is sealed, no problem, you can still eat galore as much as you want until Chatzos. And with this, we start a brand new Gemara. Until now, we spoke about location, 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 and now we're going to talk about timing. What means timing? There's a din of lina. What means lina? Lina means that when you leave over something beyond its time limitation. And the Gemara is going to focus on three separate things. Number one, the Zerika Saddam. Every single common, you have to have Zerika Saddam. When does the last moment of Zerika Saddam apply, so that after that it becomes possible lina? Number two, what's the din legabi, the emurim? You have to go and put the chalav and emurim on the mizbeach every single day or into the evening. When is the last moment that you can do that? And finally, eating. When's the last moment that you can go and eat from your kabbalah? Because any time after that time limitation, it becomes possible lina. In the case of basar, we refer to it as noiser. So that's what the Gemara is going to explore. Pretty straightforward. Amr Yitzchak bar Abadimi, minayin ledam shenifsel b'shkiyas acham. Person brought a carbon in the morning, whether it was a shlomim, whether it was an oyle, whether it was a chatas, whether it was an osham, a toida, maaser, pesach, it makes no difference. They brought a carbon during the day, and everything was done perfectly in terms of the shechita, in terms of the kabbalah sadam, in terms of the halacha sadam, but they were late on the zrika sadam. What's the final moment that you can do zrika sadam? Says Rav Yitzhak Avudimi, it's nifsel b'shkiyah z'cham. Once it hit shkiyah, from that point on, you can no longer do the zrika, and therefore the carbon is possible. You're going to have to bring a brand new carbon. What's the definition of shkiyah? That's an old, old, old historical issue. That there's a shitas ha-ga'onim, as well as the shitas of others, that the question is, how do you measure shkiyah? You'll notice there's a long toisus that deals with this, but as long as this toisus is, you have tons and tons of Rishonim and Achronim ad yom hazeh that discuss this issue of shkiyah. What's the question of shkiyah? Yes.
Would this be like we learned earlier, if you dampen before that, if this happened that you missed the window or zrika, you still put the carbon on the mizbeach?
What you're saying is very, very good. If you missed your window of zrika, you're not allowed to put the carbon on the mizbeach. But what happens if a person absent-mindedly or not knowing put the carbon on the mizbeach? Is there the halacha of him ola yered or ola lo yered? So what our Gemara is telling us is, and Rashi points out what you're talking about, let's look at the last Rashi. The last Rashi starts two lines before the wide lines. Zvicha means a shechting. Hakrova means go and do the zrika sadam. It's got to be on the same day. If you decide, you know what, we forgot to do the zrika during the day. I know you're not supposed to do zrika at night. I have a good idea. I'm going to put it in the freezer. What is the freezer for the dam? I'll put it b'rosh ha-mizbeach. After all, im ola lo yered, just leave it there. And I'm going to do zrika tomorrow. No. It's possible. This dam is possible. Even if you were to put on the mizbeach, it's not going to help you to be machshir this carbon. This carbon is, so to speak, dead on arrival. Since you didn't go and do the zrika sadam before shkia, you're stuck. What's the definition of shkia? Is shkia like we think of it today? Or is it seisach rechavim? That's a long toisus that discusses that at length. Here's where you have the famous Rabbeinu Tam that says that there are two shkias. It's one something known as the tchila shkia, and then something known as the soif shkia. Soif shkia is shortly before seisach rechavim. Now, there are a lot of people today, we're getting a little bit on the side, so this is really not dealing with the Gemara. But there are a lot of people today that when it comes Shkia and they see somebody davening after Shkia, they are horrified. How can you go and daven after Shkia? You know, Shkia, what they do not realize is that both the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, of course, is the Rosh HaPoskim for the Svardim, as well as the Ramah, they both hold like Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, they hold that the final moment of davening mincha is at seisach rechavim. If you go with Rabbeinu Tam seisach rechavim, that's 72 minutes after shkia. And that's why those places who still follow the Mechaber and the Ramah says, you can start, I mean, you can't start davening the final moment at minute number 71. But what you can do is you can go and daven, start davening mincha at 58 and a half minutes after shkia. 58 and a half, sorry?
After sunset.
After what the world called shkia, okay. Sunset. Whatever the zman is in your maizmanim, or whatever it says in the New York Times, or
whatever.
Anyway, wherever it says sunset, tummy yikra. You can go and daven until 50, you can start davening mincha until 58 and a half minutes after shkia, and then conclude by 72 by the Benetam. This is Mechaber, and this is the Ramah, and this was the minig in many, many places throughout Europe. In fact, even in Washington Heights, I'm told that, at least until recently, I don't know what the story is today, as you know, in Washington Heights, Yek is very pinklish, and they were very pinklish, they were meticulous and scrupulous at starting Mincha 15 minutes after Shkia. and nobody threw stones, and nobody threw esroigim, and that was their minig in the Haim back in Germany. That's the way they did it. In many, many places in Poland and in Hungary, including in many places in the Litta, they used to daven quite late after Shkia. Why is everybody today up in arms about Shkia? It's because of the Mishnah Berurah. The holy Tzaddik and Tzaddik Hador, the Chofetz Chaim, says that the Mechaber and the Ramah didn't realize the Shitois HaGa'onim. He brings from earlier Shitois that say that Shkia is what we call sunset and not the Tzaddik Chaim. And because of the Shitois HaGa'onim, says the Mishnah Berurah, one should be Machmer to go and Daven Mincha before Shkia. And he says, and the Vilna Goyin as well was also very much on the side of the Shitas HaGoyinim, and not like the Rebbeinu Tam, and not like others that say that you can go and daven up to 58 and a half minutes before Tzeisuch. The Yeshiva Welt has accepted the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, especially since it's based on the Vilna Goyin and the Shitas HaGoyinim, and they say, yeah, you got to daven before Shkia. However, those people that daven poshkia don't look upon them as sinners or people that are kalnin, they don't really care. They have the mechaber and the ramah who they can rely on full-fledged.
Heavyweights.
And you can go and get heavyweights. And for instance, during the summer, as you may know, I'm in Monroe, and often the only local minyanim are the satmara minyanim. And usually the earliest minyan for mincha on a regular day is 45 minutes after Shkia. And the final minyan for mincha is right before 60 minutes after Shkia. And of course they all end before Rebbeinu Tam. And then they start davening after 72 minutes, etc. So that's a kind of a brief overview of this Tosfos and the many, many Shitos that deal with this.
Sure.
You're very welcome.
Again, the 58 minutes was derived from...
That has to do with it's a chomish, I believe, of the 72 minutes in between. You have to take out my calculator, which I don't have here. But if you go and take the...
12 minutes is a fifth.
Yeah, 12 minutes would be good, then it would be 60. But right. 58 and a half. So there's some question, a fifth of 90 or whatever. I don't have that at hand.
That's the time to start.
That's the start, yeah. You can start as late as 58 and a half minutes after. You shouldn't start after that. Although some places are, quote-unquote, mekel, and they start at 60 minutes. But surely
liberal,
you shouldn't go after...
The liberals.
Yeah, the liberals, exactly. But you shouldn't... Sman Kriya Shema in the morning is already long after Tzeisa Kechavim. There's no question about that. Anyway.
The maximum Sman that you should not miss is
Sman Kriya Shema. Okay, so there's a machlokes between, again, the Magen Avraham and the Gra in the morning. They all hold, like it says in the beginning of Masechtas Brachos, that you can go and say Kriya Shema until a quarter of the day, which means a quarter of 12 hours would be 3 hours. The question is, where do you start the 3 hours? Do you start the 3 hours from Alois HaShachar or from Netzach Hamah? And even there, the question is, when is the real Netz? Is the Netz a full 72 minutes after Alois HaShachar? Or maybe there, many of the new calendars, they have three separate Zmanim for Alois HaShachar, etc. So, but that's where it starts off from, that it's 3 hours into the day. The question is, how do you measure the day? Do you start from Netz? Do you start from Alois HaShachar? Or somewhere in between? Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Now, so, dam, if you left the dam beyond Shkia Sachama, which is either, according to the Shita Sagoinim, that would be the sunset. According to Toysis, that would be shortly before total nightfall of Tzeisa Kechav, and that means the Soif Shkia. That's the 58-minute variety. What's it then? If you have the dam and you have not been Zorikin until that point, it's possible. It's what the Gemara calls possible Belina. Shneba b'yom hakriva yezivcha yeyochel. What it means, B'yam HaKriva is Zivcha Yeyochel. This pasuk is referring to a Karban Shlamim, or something similar. From Neidah Einadova Zevach Karbonai, B'yam HaKriva is Zivcha Yeyochel. You can go and eat the Karban that day, U'mimachras, and you can eat it the next day. In other words, like a Karban Shlam. Shlam is not the only one that you have two days, it's also a Bechor and Mas, I believe, are also a two-day Achila. If not, check it up in Zom Bekoiman, which is our parish. Exactly. Or look it up in the Siddur. But the point of all is, those come take it. Just talk about a shlum, which is, that's the easy one. Shlum is 2 days. You can eat it for a full 2 days. So, b'yom hakriva zivchai, on the day that you are makriv the zevach, you bring the karbid yeyochel, you can eat it. And mimachras the next day as well. Whatever is left over on that mimachras, you can still eat. So now the Gemara darshins, why does it have to be a makriva zivchai? Why don't you say beyond zivchai yeyachal? Eat on the day that you shachted it. What's the hakriva? The hakriva is referring to being makriv the dam. Hakriva sedam means bringing the dam and throwing it against the wall of the mizbeach. And so therefore the pasuk is telling you, beyom shatu zeveach at makriv. The same day that you're zeveach, that you shechted, atamakriv, bring the dam and bring it close to the mizbeach and do the zrika. Beyom shiatu zeveach. However, at a day that you can no longer, in other words, it's already at night, you can no longer be zeveach because shechita has to be during the day. See atamakriv, then you can no longer put the blood on the side of the mizbeach. And you're leaving now? I isn't. Oh, wish men the Yatzeis Komashulam is going to Eretz Yisrael.
Oh,
how long?
Just for
one week.
Just 1 week, okay. Okay, we'll have you. Good. Rokhav HaTzlokham and his accident. So getting back to our Gemara, Yom Shiat is Veach, Yom meaning at night when you can no longer be Zveach, Itat HaMakrif, you can go and do the Zrika Sadam. Fine. So says Gemara, from this I know, Dam until Shkia Sechamba, but not late. Frank Gemara, Haimi Boyule, I need the pasuk for another purpose, and that is legufe. What means legufe? To tell you that you can eat shlomim for 2 days. That's what the pasuk is. The yoyim akriba yezivcha yeyochel. You can eat it that day. Umimachras, and the next day you can eat it. How are you learning from that? Hilchois linas hadam. That dam becomes possible at night. Everything more in kainei mikra. If it's just telling you this din that you can eat the carbon 2 days, neimikra biyoyim zivcha yeyochel. On the day that you shechted it, eat it. And umimachras. Hakrivoy yezivchay lamali. What do we need the extra hakrivoy? Shema menev yom shatu zaveach. Ata makriv yom shatu zaveach. I ata makriv. Today, when you brought the carbon, you can go and still do the Zrika Saddam at night. Or even tomorrow. No. You can eat it, but you can no longer go and be makriv the dam. It's going to be yom hakriv yezivchay. That's the day that you can do the hakrova of the Zrika Saddam. Right tomorrow. I have a totally new pshat in the pasuk, and maybe this new pshat is the real pshat, which is so beneficial. As well as tomorrow. What the Gemara is telling us is, maybe you're misreading the pasuk. Maybe what the pasuk is telling you is, whichever day that you brought the carbon via makriva zivcha yeyochel, go and eat it on that day, and not only that day, also mimachras the next day. Now, what happens if you didn't go and do the zrika sadam on day one? You decided to do the zrika sadam on day two. Overnight, you put it in the freezer, you put it on top of the mizbeach to keep it warm, so to speak, and then you're going to go and do a new zrika. Not a new. You're going to do the zrika tomorrow. Maybe that's what the pasuk is telling you. The day that you do that hakrova, you do that zrika sadam, yeyochel, you can eat it umimachras in the next day. So if you're bringing a carbon today, lemushal on Sunday, yes, shechted, you shechted it today, go and do the dam today, and then tomorrow you can continue eating until nightfall, shnei yom v'laylechad. But maybe if you didn't bring the dam today, you got delayed for whatever reason, and you did the dam tomorrow, maybe what the Torah is telling you is I'm giving you an extension. B'yoy makriva zivcha, whichever day that you are doing the hakrova, meaning the zrika zadam, b'yeyochel, so tomorrow you can go and do the zrika, tomorrow you can eat, and you can even eat the carbon on Tuesday, because the day of hakrivoy, and mimachras. So maybe the pshat and the pasuk is totally different than what you are supposing. Or suggesting. The Demach Kamarachmana, fourth line. Ikar of Damu Idna Nesach Abasar Idna. And Ulamachar. Ikar of Dam Lamachar. Be your Makriva Yezivcha. If you're doing Makriv the Dam tomorrow, then you should be able to eat Nesach Abasar Lamachar Uliyam Ochra. And the next day after that on Tuesday. Says Yimor, Imkein Limakro Be your Makriva Yeyachel. Zivchai Lamali. If that was a pshat in the pasuk, it should say Be your Makriva on the day of the Zrika, eat it. And then Mimachras. And then you'd be right. But why did it say Be your Makriva? Yes. Zivchay lamalish. Maminam biyam shatza zavech ata makriva. Biyam shatza zavech ita makriva. The two work hand in hand. It's got to be on the same day as the shechita. Shechita was on Sunday. Make sure the zrik is on Sunday and not on Sunday night and not on Monday.
There's a technical problem. All the mizrakim that were makabel dam in the base of Midash did not have a flat base, mm-hmm. so that no one would put it down and the blood would congeal.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How can, I mean, you'd have basically have to have somebody staying, you know, overnight, constantly stirring the blood. We have that in Yuma. Yuma.
Mm-hmm.
When we have another Kohen stirring the blood so it should congeal while the Kohen does the avoda for the desire.
100%.
So, I mean, how, you know, your the imagery here is, how does this happen that you have the shechita on Sunday and the blood is not congealing till Monday? Mm-hmm. Someone's stirring it 24 hours?
The Gemara is not suggesting that it's ever happened in history.
It can't, because it's puzzle.
Good. But were it to happen that you had a Kohen who just learned Masechtas Yuma and said, I forgot to go and do the Zrikas Adam today. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to stay up a whole night and I'm going to mix and I'm going to mix and I'm going to mix and it should become congealed. And then tomorrow morning I'm going to go to the mikveh. I'm going to have Kiddush Adayim for Raglayim and I'm going to be there and I'm going to do the Zrikas Adam. I would think that that is kosher. No. One to Shkiyas Acham, it's no longer kosher. To don't stir, just go to sleep, Kohen and...
Or lose mano, batul karbano.
Exactly. Or at least batul domai. Zokti Moravait and the covenant as well. Zokti Moravait, up to Itmar. Okay, good. So now we're going to talk a little bit about Hilchois, Pigel, and Noisar. For some reason, the Gemara starts with the Pigel and then goes to Noisar. Would seem, on my stupid level, that we really should talk about the Noisar first and then the Pigel, as you'll see what I mean. Let's talk about Machsheves Pigel for a moment. We haven't spoken about that in a long time. I know everybody's upset about that. So let's talk about Pigel. So what's Pigel? You have today is Sunday, and the Koyin is now Shechting, or they don't have to be a Koyin, any one of those that are qualified to Shech, Shechs. And then after that, you have the Kabbalah Saddam, you have the Halacha Saddam, the Zrika Saddam. If at any point in those four Avoidas, somebody had a Machsheva of Lemoshel eating from this carbon, Chutz Lizmanoi, for instance, if it's the Shlomim, instead of eating it today, Sunday, and eating it tomorrow, Monday, he has a mind, we're going to eat it on Tuesday, we're going to eat it Thursday, whenever. He has a mind, Chutz Lizmanoi, we all know that's a Machsheves Pigel, and then if a person were to eat it, even if he eats it right now, Yesh Boy Karis. Now the question is, when does that Chutz Lizmanoi begin? Clearly, today is Sunday, tomorrow you can eat it until nightfall. At nightfall, if you didn't eat the carbon, because it's shnei yom and v'layla echad, at nightfall, if you didn't eat it, from that point on, don't eat it. Don't eat it.
Nicer.
It becomes nicer. Do you burn it yet? And the Torah says, no. So the din of sreifa, of destroying the nicer, is only the next day. So we have, if you will, a shtickle twilight zone, a shtickle bein hashmashes. I don't mean the real bein hashmashes, but you understand what I mean.
Gray zone.
A gray zone. Oh, what's the gray zone? You can eat the shlomim today, Sunday. You can eat the shlomim tonight. You can eat the shlomim tomorrow until shkia, until nightfall. After that period of time, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. Noisa. However, guess what? The din of destroying a noisa and burning it is only the next morning after Moed Shachar. So now the question is, what happens if the kohen that's doing the avoida doesn't have in mind that we're going to eat this carbon on Tuesday, but he has in mind we're going to eat the carbon on Monday night. Or Shlishi, or means the eve of, the evening of the third day. And we're going to eat it tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. We're going to eat it tomorrow night, Monday night. Does that pass the carbon mishum pigul? Yes or no? Chizki Omar kosher. The carbon is still kosher. It did not become pigul. Rav Yechon Omar pasul. No, it did become pasul after all. Zoki Mar Chizki Omar kosher. It's not full-fledged noiser. When does it really become noiser? The next morning, when you say, okay, take it out and go and burn it. So even though we think about it as noiser, I mean, we may even colloquially refer to it as noiser, but it's not really noiser yet. It's just this gray zone that you can no longer eat it, but it's not fully baked, fully full-fledged noiser, because that's only the next morning. So therefore, if the Kohen has in mind, we're going to go and eat it tomorrow night, even though you're not allowed to, but that does not constitute noisim. It doesn't constitute pigle, I should say. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Posel, the itchalei me'achila. Since you can no longer eat it, that's what we mean by noisim. You can no longer eat it. So, even though you're right, we don't go burn it yet until the next morning, but after nightfall on day number two, Monday night, you cannot eat anymore. If a kohen has a mind, we're going to go and eat this on Monday night, it's pigle.
Why does he say puzzle then? Why does Rebbe say puzzle?
Because of the fact that it's not fully baked, it's not the day,
so
it's only night.
So it's
Mm-hmm. Keep on going.
If it's pigle, it's just, it usually puzzle means.
No, 100%.
Puzzle being bokaris. Mm-hmm. It's a lushen.
It seems like, to me that's a din over here as well.
Okay, so it's pigle with lowercase pay.
Exactly. So now that is the gabe machshava. What about actually eating it? Ha'oichali or shlishi. In other words, Monday night, a person eats from the carton. Chizki Omar Potter. He's Potter. He's not considered to have eaten noiser. Person who eats noiser b'mezid is chasher sholem chayiv kares. B'shogi, he has to go and bring his carbon chatos. Is this oil of the yarded?
No,
exactly. Exactly. 100% right. Good. Shkoyach. So if a person actually eats it on Monday night, this is a pot. It's not fully baked.
Noiser
yet. You see that it's noiser because you can't eat it anymore. This machloikah should have come prior to the machloikah that got the mechashiv. It is what it is, as we state to. Anyway, what did Rabbi Yochanan have to say? Rabbi Yochanan says, you're chayiv, because it's considered to be real noisa already tonight, even though it's idchile me'achila. I'm sorry, even though it's loy intik l'sreif, you can't burn it yet, but nevertheless, it's already noisa, and therefore, if you have a machshava, it would already be a machshava of pigam. Tanika was Rabbi Yochanan, I'm going to be your ayah, Rabbi Yochanan. Your regular kodshim, not a shlum, that even only eat one day. Mechashvin bedomon. If a person has a machshava means a chshava of chutzlis manoi. Bedam mishatishka hachama. When would there be the din of the pigel machshava by the dam? It wouldn't be a machshava of tomorrow morning because the dam already becomes possible balayla. So if he has in mind that we're going to go and spritz this blood, for instance, tonight, it's already mishatishka chama, it would already be pigle blood, because you're doing it beyond its man. That's if you're mechashib legabi the dam. If you're mechashib legabi the boss, legabi the aimer, and that would mean shi'alom and ashachar. Because men are told you're allowed to go and eat from the carbon until the mun ashachar. And, yeah. And you're certainly allowed to go and put the aimer on the mizbeach. Even midrabanan, you're allowed to do that ad shi'alom and ashachar. So that's still proper within the time limitation. So any machshava during that period of time until Amud HaShachar is fine. If, however, you have a machshava to eat the basar or put the amen after Amud HaShachar, that's a machshavas pigle. That's when you have a one-day carbon. What about Kodesh and Cholom Lishnei Yom V'Layla Echad? In other words, like a shlom, 2 days and one night. Mechashvin B'domon Mishatishka Chama. The dam remains the same. There's no change. Remember we said before, the Zrikas Adam has to be on the first day. Once it's beyond the first day, Tishka Chama, no good. So if you had a machshava, Bishas, excuse me, the Shechita or the Kabbalah Adam or the Halacha, that we're going to go and do a Zrikas Adam tonight after Tishka Chama, it's going to become
Bigel.
Ubei Mirayen, Mishalim Rashacha, like Eimarin, you have the whole night, and you have to do until tomorrow morning. By the basar, mishatishka chama shel shnei yomim. You know when the din of pickle will hit? Already after shkiyas achama, after the end of day number two. Oh, I thought according to Chizki you have to wait until day number three in the morning. Hamachash v'liyor shlishi. Chizki said it's kosher. It's only the next day. Says Gemara, we have a raya from this brisa like Rabbi Yochanan. Tana Rabban, yochli yunu chalun liyor shlishi. Now the Gemara is talking kind of hypotheticals. Since we know that a regular carbon is nechal yoim v'layla, right? If you bring today a carbon chatzis, a carbon osham, the kahanim can eat it the whole day, and they can eat it the whole night, midrabanan until chatzis, but otherwise, day and night. What about a carbon shlom? Oh, then you get an extra extension, shnei yom v'laylecha. Maybe, just like a regular carbon, which is a one-day carbon, you get the night also. So maybe a two-day carbon, you also get the night as well. Therefore, you get 2 days and two nights. That would be a lechera guta svara. Tan rabbanan yochi unechol liyor shlishi. I would think you can eat the karmish lam also on Monday night. V'denu. What would be the svara? Zvachan unechol liyor me'achad, zvachan unechol lishnei yom. We have two types of kabbanas. Some one-day kabbanas, some two-day kabbanas. Ma zvachan unechol liyor me'achad layla acharein. The layla is included. You get the benefit of yom v'layla. Av zvachan unechol lishnei yom also maybe layla acharein. No, that's a mamatzino. Why not? It makes sense. Tam aloy manoy zed yoy mashlishi ba'ishti sarev. That's not the poshup shot in the pasuk, but this is the way the Chazal darshan it. we have it in number one. V'yom zevchachem yeyochel. You can eat the carbon on the day of the zevach, meaning like today, Sunday, you shechted it today. You can eat it today. You can eat it mimacharos. You can eat it tomorrow. How long tomorrow? Vanoisa, whatever is left from day one that you're eating the second day, you can eat it on yom, as long as it's still day. Not a yom shlishi, as long as it's still day. Once it's no longer day, you can no longer go and eat from it. So that's the mocker, says Yomar, that it's only shnei yomim leil echad and not shnei yomim ushnei leilos. But oy yomim unechal and unechal the or shlishi.
So we're stopping the pasuk afterward, the yom.
For purposes of this structure. Exactly. Yochal yisrof miyad. No, if you can't eat it anymore after shkia, so maybe you should go and burn it immediately. V'dinu, I will go and give you a limud. Again, the same comparison, one day kabbalah, 2 day kabbalah. What happens after the day and the night end, and I find that there's still noiser left over, take lechivas reifa. You burn it the next morning, right? The regular chatzis, korban asher, whatever. You're supposed to eat it today and tonight. You didn't eat it before chatzos or before the morning, and then it's left over. Oh yeah, what do I do? Burn it immediately. So therefore, says Yomar, I would think Avzvachem Nechom Mishneyom V'Laylechad, also take a Lechilas Reifa, right after Mariv, after you finish davening, oh, make a bonfire for any noise that's left out. Amaloyim Abiyom Ashlishi Ba'eshi Yisarev, B'yamatasar V'yadasar V'Layla, the 2 day kabbanis, you don't go and burn it immediately, you wait until the next morning. Zok to Mishnah. Just learned the Mishnah and the Shikul Gemara, because tomorrow is a lengthier Gemara, so I'm sure everybody would like to learn a little bit more today, besides your cheshik for learning today. Zok the Mishnah. Abachor ba'masa pesach kachim kalim. Shchitosim b'chol mokim ba'azor. Like all kachim kalim, anywhere in the azor. V'domen toin matona achas. Here you don't have to have shtayim shein arba, one matona. And this matona, says the Mishnah, is not necessarily against a corner. You can go and do it against any one, either one of the two walls that have a yesoid down below. Lemute, those two walls that don't have yesoid. Which ones are those? On the Mizrach side and on the Dorim side. On the Eastern and on the Dorim. There you should not go and throw the blood.
The extension that goes over there.
Mean the one by one, the little piece.
The armor that goes...
It says Al Kira Mizbeach. So you have to have a wall, not just a corner.
No, but he's asking what happens if you put it at the wall, but very close to the end where there is a yesoid. L'choira, it would work, but if you look at the Rashi, four lines, five lines into the Rashi on the Mishnah. You see where Rashi begins? Mishnah, Maaser, you have that? Maaser Behemah, now skip down four lines, five lines. Connecticut aside. The Mokum Shiyesh Yesoid. Tachtav Lemute Mizrach Vidorim. So it sounds like from Rashi that this Mizrach wall, Dorim wall, don't even think of spritzing the blood there. Maybe the Mepharshim would say, Rashi just means 90%, but on that little Amef Sheyot, but Rashi sounds like you cannot do it on those two walls. So getting back to... Oh, fine. Very good. So therefore, if anybody does it with Shelley, if he doesn't do it there, you would say he's off the wall. And we continue on. Now, even though these three go together, Bechor, Maser, and Pesach, they are Kachim Kalfer, Perna Shechita, they are Matana Achas, Al Zegut. But when it comes to Achila, they're different. And what is that? HaBechor is only Nechel Kahanim, because a Bechor is a present to the Kahanim, it belongs to them, and they can do with it whatever they like in terms of eating it, and no part of it belongs to the Baal. V'amas, of course, they have to put a murim on the mizbeach like all kabbalas. V'amas l'chalodim, if a person has maser behema, right? He counted out 1, 2, 3, 4. Kol ha'chiyavat tachas shavat asir yekodesh l'Hashem. You do not give it to the kohen. That maser behema belongs to the Israel. He has to bring it for a carbon in the base of Mikdash, and he keeps it for himself. Necholim mechalir, and you can eat it throughout Yerushalayim because it's kachim kalim. Mechol machal, you can prepare it anywhere you want, as opposed to the carbon Pesach we'll see in a moment. Yeah, don't be nervous, everybody. In addition to the carbon shlamim, we also have the b'chor ma'aser, also shnei yom v'layla echad. However, Pesach, you have four differences. Number one, ein nechal b'layla. It's not yom v'layla, or shnei yom v'layla echad, only that night. Ein nechal chatzos min ha'toira, midrabanan, all kabbanis, you can only do it until chatzos. But min ha'toira, you can eat until the morning. K'dei l'harki odom min ha'veira, like it says in the Mishnah, in brachas daf beis. Mashkein, however, when it comes to the carbon Pesach, it's until chatzos. That, in fact, happens to be machloikis tanoim. I'm sure the Gemara is going to bring it, but in our Mishnah, Chatzois, that's it, and that's why many people are makbid lagabe the
Afikoymen.
The Afikoymen, they want to eat it before Chatzois because the Afikoymen is connected to Korn Pesach. Okay.
Right, the Rebbe Gamliel came from the Akhtun Beis HaMishnah.
Yeah, very good, but that wasn't by Korn Pesach. That was
no,
that was
by Krishma.
Yeah, by Krishma, exactly. Vein Anachal El Lemanuyev. And you can only, not everybody can eat for the Korn Pesach, only people that are registered in advance. You had to register. Ishlafi Ochloi Tchoisu. I'm sorry, but Zoktim?
Can't pay at the door.
You have to pay at the door, okay.
Cannot,
especially if it's Yom. I have to pay in advance. Good. Vein Anachal El Lemanuyev, Vein Anachal El Lotzli. And you can only eat it roasted, like says the pasuk. I'll take a minute. No, vashem vushem loyim kiim sliyesh. Everybody knows. Talk to you about man tana who's a tana par mishum Reb Chizda Reb Yosei Glilihi. Vizda Reb Yosei Glilihi. Sani Reb Yosei Glilihi. Oimer chelboy loy nemer el chelbam. Domi loy nemer el domam. Liman al chor mas upesa shetu unin matn domam veimurin legavim mizbeach keneged a period. Gam mizbeach. What is he saying over here? If you look up in the parasha of Bechor, we have the benefit tor or a shalem. Number base number three or number gimel. Af b'chor shor, ach b'chor shor, oy b'chor kesef, oy b'chor eis. Lo yisif de koydishem. Es dom tizrik al bezbeach, beschal b'mtak te isherech nechoych Hashem. You go and give a b'chor to a koyin. The koyin shouldn't go and say, I don't want to. There's no base midrash today. Nebuchadnezzar l'slan. Or he says, I don't want to eat in b'turdes base midrash. I live in Haifa or in Bnei Brak or wherever I live, and I want to eat the b'chor over there. No. You can't be poided. It's not like Maaseh Sheni. You can be poided. You got to eat it within Yerushalayim. You got to bring it for a korban. As damam tizroi, as chelbam ta'akte. Now the Gemara is bothered by it, or Rabbi Yisraeli is bothered by it, since we're talking about b'chor. Shouldn't it just simply say as domoy tizroi kamizbeach? There's chelboy takter. Why do we have the plural form domam or chelbam? Now Rabbi Shmuel, earlier we had this in the Gemara, said nishver, because we're talking about three different types of bechor. We're talking about bechor shor, bechor kes, and bechor eis, and that's why it says the plural lashon. However, Yosef Glili said no. It really should say chelboy and domoy, because we're talking about bechor. Doesn't make a difference. The bechor is a shor, kes, and eis. B'char is a b'char, but b'char. The Zokhtir B'yesi Glili. Chelbay loy nemer, el chelbam. Domay loy nemer, elech domam. Limit on b'char, maser pesach. The plural comes to include not only b'char, but also maser pesach, also toin matan dom ve'imur legabe mizbeach. It doesn't say b'fedish legabe the korban pesach, or legabe the korban maser that you have to put aymer in the mizbeach. It doesn't even say matan dom that you have to spritz blood on it. Can you imagine? It doesn't say. So learn it from chelbam and domam. How do you know that it has to have a yisoy down below? We have over here a pasuk zrika, here a pasuk zrika. We learn one from the other. It says it's done by tizroi kal mizbeach, and by oiler also has a lashon of zarku, and therefore we learn one from the other. Just like by the oiler, it has to have down below a yisoid. Here too, by the b'chor maaseh pesach, it has to have a yisoid down below. How do we know by the oiler? Dechsev. El Yisoid Mizbach Oilam. And that's what the Gemara quotes. Rashi reminds us that when we had this Gemara originally back in Daf Nun Aleph, about a week ago, the Gemara learned it from a Kal V'chayna. However, the Gemara just kind of, Rashi says, Kedi Nazma, he wants to kind of cut through a lengthier discussion, just get us to the bottom line. Yes, an Oila does require a Yisoid. Limit al Oila Schoimish, it's only Yisoid, it has to have a Yisoid. So to Gemara, no, if you're telling me that I'm learning the Zerika of the Chor, Maser, and Pesach from Oila, the Gabi what? That it has to have Yisoy down below. Maybe it should be the full package. Imala lunch, Shematon, Shemarba, Afkan, Shematon, Shemarba, maybe 2x4 instead of what our Mishnah said, that Matana Achas is enough. Omre Bayer. Lamali the Mechtav Saviv Oila, Saviv Bechatas. What's the reason why the Pasik used the expression Saviv? And you remember we said in the Gemara before, Saviv means not that a person has to go and draw a line around the whole Mizbeach like a Chutta Sikra, but Saviv, your Yoitza, by the case of the Oila and the other Kabbanis like it, by throwing blood at two diagonal corners, and then you have Saviv on all four sides. Ah, so why does it say Saviv both by Oila and by Chattas? The Torah is saying only over here you have this din of the Saviv of Shtaim Shein Arba, but not by the B'chor Maaseh Pesach, we don't have this pasuk. It doesn't apply. So to Mahar Nich Laman Yom Eim Alamdim, if you hold Shnei Ksum Be'echar Eim Alamdim, Laman Yom Malamdim Ma'ik Lamein, but there's one Man Yom Rabbi Yehuda that says, you are Malamdim even by two Ksuvim bon kechad. Efti mor havi oshim. Oshim is another pasuk which says sofif. Shloishim. Shloishim vade in malamdim. Therefore, those kibbutz taka have to have shtayim shen arba, but not b'chor masher pesach. One maton is enough, but it has to be on top of the yisoy, just like the carbon oil is on the yisoy.
Excuse me, we had the maaser.